48 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Hey, ladies, let's help out our young girls. Let's do this right now. Signs that you're with the wrong one. Starts very young. We could change some lives right now. We really can. 1-877 Parr Show. And I'm not saying that lightly. You really can. Your mm-hmm. words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say one of the major signs that young girls should look for is if he ever threatens you, threatens to leave, threatens to put his hands on you, threatens you in any kind of manner, then he's clearly not the boy for you. Mm.
And, you know, do you find that a lot of young girls, once they are physically involved with this young man, it's harder to let them go? Did that happen with you?
I think she's gone.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I would say one of the things they need to look out for is those guys with that real rough play. So, like, they may push you hard, and then, like, it's just like a water test. The test in the waters, I mean, just to see if, you know, how susceptible you are to, you know, the violence, the real violence. Or, like, some women don't take it that seriously. If a man pushes you, a man shouldn't be putting his hands on you at all. So, any kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's testing the waters. See how far he can go with you. See what you will accept.
Cute. They think it's cute when the man tries to, like, when he wants all their time and, you know, he's real jealous. Ain't nothing cute about a jealous man.
Nothing.
Tweet.
Russ, Jay Nessiasino says, if he doesn't want to take pictures with you, hashtag he ain't the one. If you don't meet his mom, hashtag you're not the one. But let me tell you something about meeting the mom, because I've met a lot of little girls. That doesn't mean a damn thing. Okay, now there are some girls that I
to you,
know,
you Frida.
To me, but what I'm saying is just because he brings you home, I'm not gonna be rude and be like, "Who are you?" You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be rude, but that doesn't mean anything. If he bring, he might just be like, "Hey, mom, that's my friend. That's my friend."
Red flags for teenage girls. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I wanna play. Who am I?
What you call
listen
back?
Listen up, boss.
Thank you, man.
Why you calling boss?
That.
Y'all ain't rude.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, your comment, please.
I want to say that one of the things the young girl should look out for is that don't go nowhere. Stay in the house. Wait for me. Things such as that, because it's just a part of being controlling. And I think those are, like, some of the biggest mistakes that I made as a young girl. And, just being controlled.
Oh, so basically when he tells you stay there.
Off.
Another big red flag is he doesn't like some of your best friends. He's trying to separate you. It's called dividing and conquering.
Yep.
You know, and because your best friends will tell you what the real deal
That's
is.
That's what it is.
1-877 Parr Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I have an answer to the people poll question.
Please, go ahead.
I want to say that the way he treats his mother says a lot. If he curses around his mother, if he curses at his mother, that says a lot about the way he was raised and respect he has for women.
Wow.
That's true.
Good point.
That's true.
Good point. If he's or abusive with his little sister, that'll give you a sign.
Yeah.
Here's the Raquella Welch writes, one sign a girl should look for is if he tries to control her money.
For sure.
Let me hold that, baby. Hold your check.
Wow. 1-877 Parr Show. Good morning. Hello.
If it hurts you or makes you feel bad about yourself, it's not love and it's not.
Tell that.
Wow.
That's a good
and,
one.
You know, I've been hearing so many young girls are kind of like suicidal when they break up. And, you know, those are usually, you know, my wife says that's usually the girls that are really physically involved.
Right.
Because they don't know how to you know, compartmentalize, you know, that emotion. Whereas a lot of these young boys, man, it's just like walking through whatever they can.
That's right. And I know we, you know, people are like, you could just say don't have sex. But if you're 16, you're a girl, you probably, it's probably not going to be the guy you marry.
It's not.
You're probably, I mean, I'm just letting you know, sometimes it happens, but it's probably not going to be your husband. Not that you have to wait for your husband to have sex. Be great if you did, but it's probably not going to be the guy you marry. So don't give up all the goodies to somebody
teenager.
Who's not going to be your man.
If you're a teenager, there's probably less than a 10% chance you're going to end up with this guy. So keep that in mind, that it's just for the moment, and treat it like boxing. Protect yourself at all times.
1-877 Parr Show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I'm going to have to agree with you all and the last couple of callers. A lot of these young teenage girls, they get into these relationships, and a lot of times them and their friends, they think, oh, it's cute. Oh, he doesn't want me to go anywhere. Oh, he wants me all to himself. No, it's not cute. Those are, like I said, some of the first signs of him being abusive and controlling. And
right.
He just finds it all in fun and games.
Yeah.
And it's really not a game.
Like, oh, my God, he calls me all the time. Oh, can you believe he was like, give me your Twitter account passwords and your Instagram. He wants my passwords. He's so in love with me.
Well, here's the other thing. When he starts showing up places that you didn't tell him you were going,
uh-oh.
You know, that's a little stalking kind of situation.
Crazy.
But you know what? We can flip this, and we can talk about it tomorrow if you want. We can flip this for the young boys that are with young girls that are not, you know, red flags for the young boys, because it works both ways.
Oh, you better believe it. Some of them trying to be on that 16-year-old mom showing MTV.
Wow.
And some of them, hey, the moms, hey, watch mama.
Watch mama trying to get daughter on the show.
Trying to hand pick them. Yeah.
I think he's going to be a winner. 1-877-727-7746. Good morning. Hello. We're talking about red flags for the teenage girls. Go ahead.
I got a comment.
Yes, go
I
ahead,
think
please.
That I mean, I agree with everybody else, but I feel like I was that girl that was in a teenage relationship with somebody. I'm currently still with him, but it wasn't as good as it is now. In the beginning, it took time, so it's like you got to make better choices and don't just be sleeping with everybody, because it took me a few years to be intimate with somebody at a young age to make sure that this was the person that I was going to be with.
And you're still with him. You see, you're still with him.
But let me just say, statistically, those kind of relationships are rare. They don't last, you know, and I'm not saying that yours won't. Because there are some people that were high school sweethearts that have been together for 70 years. But a lot of times, you know, it didn't start off good because both of y'all probably weren't mature. You know?
Yeah, he wasn't my teenage sweetheart. He was a couple of years older than me when I was 15 dating him. So it took some time. It doesn't just happen like that. And you got to be careful.
Yeah. All right. I really appreciate that. You know, I really do think that, you know, a lot of people out there got to understand that – our young girls are very vulnerable. You know, they really are. You might be able to help them out sharing your experience.